I don't think people understand the amount of internal conversations you have with yourself the first year as a convert. The doubts, the vulnerabilities, the fears, and sometimes your need to be authenticated by your new community. My first Ramadan, I was terrified. I didn't even know about fasting. I remember when I converted, the guy told me about it. He got scared. He thought I was going to leave Islam. I didn't know how to fast. It's just like a tempest of emotions and challenges. And for the first 3 or 4 months of my Islam, I'd just been watching what everybody else had been doing, how to pray, how to make wudu. No one really taught me. So going into this month, I had really no idea what was in front of me, and I was worried it wouldn't be acceptable to God, right, to Allah. Second was the community, it was a new community. Conversion was really like social suicide. I lost all my friends, that was my fault really. And I didn't really understand all the cultures that were, I felt like I was in a religious Times Square. And then third were like my issues in my life. I still was into smoking a lot of marijuana. I was DJing in nightclubs. I was working on an album with some people that smoked a lot of weed, did drugs. I had a really beautiful girlfriend. I was worried as a convert. I remember, like, if I don't do this right, I'm gonna lose Islam. And if I don't do this right, I'm gonna lose all my friends. So I remember being at this really powerful crossroads, my first Ramadan. And I think that's why, you know, the Prophet, I used to take benefit from his statement, it's the month of patience. It requires a lot of patience. One feeling that I had was like, get to the masjid. Like, go to the mosque. After class, you know, trying to fast, going to school 40 hours, working 20 hours of classwork, and just trying to manage all of that. People like, yo, what's up, Big Will, man? You coming to the party? You gonna DJ the party for the alphas? You gonna DJ the party for the kappas? And, you know, my girl calling me on the phone, and I'm trying to explain, like, for the next 29 or 30 days. And, you know, the heart, who doesn't like to be around something they find attractive, you know? So I think it was like this idea of having to give up certain things that I was really used to, and I enjoyed. So I just had this feeling like, you got to go to the mosque every day for iftar. And that was a challenge because, you know, I'm a white guy from Oklahoma. And, you know, just that first few days of just getting used to eating that spicy food, constantly being asked, how do I convert when my parents are Muslim? I don't think people understand, like, it's great that people have that interest, but personal issues are personal issues. Religion is very personal. So everybody, every night asking me about my conversion story actually made me very uncomfortable. Trying to deal with people speaking a different language around me and laughing, I thought, I was very young and immature, I thought they were making fun of me. So there was a lot of issues, and I just decided to go to the mosque and pray Taraweeh and try to read the Quran in English, and then also trying to, like, just make small changes, incremental changes. And alhamdulillah, man, that helped me. That at the end of the month, I can't say that I came out perfect. I don't think that's right to tell people that, you know, I came out better. I didn't come out perfect. I came out better, but that first Ramadan really ended up being a great blessing for me, and it was kind of like a catapult to push me to try to subtly improve myself. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen for the month of Ramadan. You know? It was a great blessing, but it wasn't easy.